The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies that even the G-men cannot reach. The Green Hornet. Faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Hurry, Cato! Here's where we break an insurance bracket!
I must remind you that this is a courtroom.
But the judge wrong. For what they do, I must pay them $100.
I regret to say you must. You've incurred a debt of $100 to these men. So while I sympathize with you, there's nothing the law can do to help you.
They say they give to me good advice. Good advice on how to save the money on my insurance. They say they save them $400 a year.
And for that, you agreed to pay them $100?
Yes. I have a two policy. I pay only the man my money when I'm old.
Policy?
Yes, that's it.
And your second policy was a 20-year life policy?
That's it.
On both these policies, you pay for a certain length of time and then you're finished. The policies are paid up, in other words.
Yes. Yes, but these crooks, they tell me to change the policy.
Your Honor, as insurance advisors, we merely showed her that she could get the same amount of protection and pay smaller premiums.
Mr. Dougal, you told Mrs. Revere that she would pay smaller premiums.
Well, that's true.
But you did not tell her that she would then have to continue to pay those premiums as long as she lived.
Well,
your advice was to suggest that she switch from annuity and paid-up life insurance to straight life. That's it, isn't it?
She'd pay less.
Naturally, she'd pay less, but she'd go on paying longer. Why didn't you explain that to her?
Well, so few people can understand the many angles of insurance that we
and
don't...
you took advantage of that fact to work a racket.
Look here, you can't...
Quiet!
But I tell you...
I said quiet! Mrs. Rivera.
Yes, it does.
These men set themselves up as insurance experts. Unfortunately, in this particular case, I don't think they had your best interest at heart.
That isn't true, Your Honor.
Did you tell Mrs. Rivera that advice is given by the insurance company, given free to anyone who asks for it?
No, that wasn't my responsibility. If she chose to come to us for advice, that's what we're for. She agreed to pay us, now she won't. I demand that she pay.
Your ounce of flesh, eh?
We're entitled to the money.
If the laws of this state gave me any leeway, Mr. Dougal, I'd make it more difficult for you to collect. You gave Mrs. Rivera advice that she could have gotten for nothing. And not very good advice.
If I could get it free, then why I have to pay them?
Because these men have taken advantage of the law, as well as you, Mrs. Rivera. They charge for advice. If you go to them for advice, the law can't stop that.
$100. I'm a poor woman. I thought it would help me.
It's people like you. Poor people who are looking desperately for a way to save money. They're the ones who most often fall victims to racketeers.
Oh, it wouldn't take me so long to pay. Money I need for the house, for the children. They said it would help me to save the money. And now I...
It is the hope of this court that someday men who make a racket out of insurance advising are weeded out from those who do so honestly. That the State Insurance Commission will have the power.
Now, sometimes the State Insurance Commission is going to have laws passed to get power over them racketeers.
And the third. What's that all that, Ashford?
Golly, that ain't half of it. He laid into them insurance racketeers with both fists.
Was this Crook Dougal there?
Sure, him and his partner Webster, and the lawyer.
They must have burned up when the judge laced into them.
Not the rats, Casey.
You mean they were cool?
Like a cucumber. Suffering snakes, ain't it awful how crooks can have the law working for them that way?
What about poor Mrs. Rivera?
She's got to pay it.
They didn't help her accident. Gosh, there are lots of insurance counselors who are honest and really entitled to being paid for advice.
Not to mention you can get advice from your insurance company for nothing, Casey.
But to make that poor woman pay in a case like this...
I was telling Reed about it last night, Casey. And the poor dame can't hardly afford to waste 50 cents, let alone 100 bucks.
That's a shame.
I demand to see the man who's responsible for this.
Just a moment. Who are you?
This editorial in the Daily Sentinel. A deliberate slap in the face.
You'll tell me who you are and what
Something
you want
changed.
Here.
You're Dougal.
That happens to be my name.
I seen you in park yesterday. Why, you chiseling cook, I ought
to... Oh, Axford.
I'd learn you to jip poor dames like that.
Cut it out.
Who's responsible for this thing?
If you're talking about the editorial, it's just what you cooks need.
I'll see about that.
Mr. Dougal, I don't know who wrote that editorial, but...
Oh, plain dumb, huh?
But I was saying, whoever wrote it, the orders came from the publisher, Mr. Reed.
And I suppose he's out of town and can't be reached.
He's right here, and I hope he'll see you.
Yes, Miss Case.
There's a Mr. Dougal out here, Mr. Reed.
Dougal? The insurance advisor?
If you want to call him that. He's sizzling.
He is, huh? Send him in. We'll see if we can't cool him off.
Yes, sir.
Well?
There's the door, mister. You walk through and you're face to face with Mr. Reed.
Good.
Better keep your guard up. That chin of yours looks awfully weak.
He's got his last jaw, Casey.
Well, you wanted to see me? Come in.
I certainly will. Which of you two is responsible for this editorial?
I put it in the Sentinel, Dougal. What about it?
Never mind, Gunnigan. Your name's Dougal, isn't it?
It is.
Then you can complain to me. As publisher, I had that editorial written.
Just what do you mean by advising the public to steer clear of certain insurance advisors?
Exactly what the article says, Mr. Dougal. I gather you can read.
I'm an insurance advisor.
Well, the man's bragging about it, Reed.
Had a little case in court yesterday, didn't you?
We were entirely within the law. Mrs. Rivera owed us that money.
For what?
For our advice.
For which you charged her $100.
That's our fee. I'm in an honest business.
Stop right there. The Sentinel doesn't make war honest businessmen, Dougal.
Then how about this editorial?
That editorial specifically states that most insurance advisors are honest, with a few exceptions.
And you call me one?
We mention no names.
We didn't have to. If the shoe fits, Dougal, wear it.
My business is offering advice to those in need.
And the Sentinel's business is reflecting public opinion.
What you've done
now
is...
Now, stop right
now
there.
Now, listen to me.
No, just for a change, you listen to me. You offer advice and charge a fee, is that right?
Yes.
Well, the Daily Sentinel offers advice, too. Only our fee is no more than 3 cents. The price of the newspaper.
If you mean by
that... Draw your own conclusion. We let our readers do the same.
But you can't.
What? I run this paper, not you. If I believe that certain insurance advisors aren't all they should be, I can use the pages of the Daily Sentinel to warn the public. And that's exactly what I'm doing. Now, is there anything else?
Well, it is. Looks like you're around, Reed.
Now, we're rather busy, Tougal. If you don't mind. Yes, Miss Case.
There's a phone call here, Mr. Reed. It's for Mr. Dougal.
Phone call? Put it on. Dougal, one moment.
What is it now?
This phone call is for you.
For me? I'm not expecting
it. Do you want it?
It must be my office.
Yes, I'll take it.
Hello?
Mr. Dougal.
Who is it? Miss Liggett. Anything wrong with the office?
I just heard something. It's about the...
Well, what is it? What are you frightened about?
It's Mr. Dougal, it's the Green Hornet.
The Green Hornet?
Yes, he...
The Hornet?
Shall I call the police?
Please, no, don't do anything. I'll be right over.
Dougal, did you mention the Green Hornet?
Why, no, it's nothing.
Wait a minute. What about the Hornet?
I don't know what you're talking about. They're my office. I stepped over there immediately.
What's the matter with that guy, Reed?
He turned rather pale, didn't he, Gunnigan?
Did he mention the Hornet, or am I hearing things?
We both heard it, Gunnigan.
Yes, Mr. Reed.
Is Mr. Dougal gone, Miss Case?
Gone. He's been out of here on a tailwind.
Call the city room. Get Lowry in here.
Lowry?
On the double. He's got an assignment. That phone call gave us a lead, Gunnigan. The Sentinel's going to use it.
And how, Reed? Want me to get Lowry on the trail, eh?
Dougal mentioned the Green Hornet.
He covered it up awful fast.
And the Sentinel's going to uncover it.
Yeah, we could... Hey, Reed, for good sake, do you? You suppose that Green Hornet may have something to do with the racket?
Hey, boss, Casey says it's a free alarm.
You got an assignment, Lowry?
Right, Lowry. Dougal, the insurance counselor, just left here. He knows something about the Green Hornet. Now get after it. He's heading back to his office. Where is it?
I gave it to Mr. Webster. He's inside in
here. I know where he is, you fool. Webster.
Yes, operator. Hurry. The police department.
Webster, put down that phone.
Oh, hello, sir. Will I... Hey, what's the big idea?
We're calling the police.
Sure, we can't take any chances.
Didn't Riggs tell you my orders? I said not to call the police.
Yes, she told me, but
shut up.
I...
Call the police and what happened?
Huh?
Publicity, more publicity. We've already had enough of that in the Daily Sun. We don't want any more glaring lights turned on it. Too many people we've hooked.
So what? We're within the law.
We are, yes. We don't want bad publicity. Tell the police and they'll swarm down here. Ask our business. Reporters will flock here.
Yeah, there's something in what you say.
I had an idea you might try a dumb stuff like this. That's why I hurried. Now, where's the letter from the Hornet?
It wasn't from the Hornet.
But you
it's
said...
It's about the Hornet, yes. Here, look at it.
Unsigned.
Typewritten, too.
Why, this note says that one of our clients is the Green Hornet.
Yeah, it could be any one of 100 people.
This note must be from someone who knows the Hornet's identity.
That's what I figured. But why should the Green Hornet be interested in what we're doing?
I wish I knew.
Maybe that's a crank letter, Dougal.
If it were signed by the Green Hornet, if it were a demand for money, it might be false, you know, a crude attempt at a shakedown, but... Well, this letter's apparently doing us a favor.
I hadn't thought of that.
It must be from someone who hates the Hornet.
Well, that takes in everybody. They serve him like a plague.
Yeah. If you want to learn the real identity of the Green Hornet, he's one of the suckers on your list.
Do you think it might be that man Black? The one we had in yesterday? He said he was looking for advice on insurance, but he looked kind of tough.
Too dumb.
Hey, Dougal, if we could locate the Green Hornet, we'd get that reward.
Never mind the reward.
Huh?
You fool, that reward is chicken feed.
I don't get it.
Webster, how much would the Hornet pay us not to tell the police?
I don't... Say, that's an idea.
We could collect plenty.
Yeah, if we learn who he is.
We have a lead already. All we need is to...
Mr. Dougal.
Well?
The man outside. He's a reporter from the Sentinel. He wants to talk about the Hornet.
We're not talking. Send him away.
Okay, wait.
A reporter, huh? Maybe he can give us some information without knowing it. I'll talk to him first. Then we'll send him away.
Yeah, boss, I saw him. They said they didn't know a thing about the Green Hornet.
Spoke to Dougal, Larry?
Him and his partner, Webster. Claimed they never had a thing about the Green Hornet.
But they asked an awful lot of questions.
See, about the Hornet?
Whether I'd ever seen him, how big he was, what sort of build he had.
You told him?
Sure, I've seen the Hornet. Came close to him a couple of times. Yeah, but never close enough. My boss, did it make any difference?
No, Laurie. You satisfied their curiosity. It's okay.
And, boss, were they curious? You know those poor staff thought they were dragging the answers out of me?
They weren't subtle.
They tried to be. Can you imagine those mugs trying to be casual about digging for information with a reporter who's an expert at digging?
Okay, Laurie, that's all.
Right, boss. See you in the papers.
Uh-huh.
After you, Bathroom.
Yeah, there's no doubt Laurie will keep after him. And so over Green Hornet.
Britt's apartment one evening, Britt cornered Michael Axford, his bungling bodyguard, as he was about to leave.
Now, wait a minute, Axford. You hardly finished your coffee.
I ain't got a sip on the treat.
But only two cups, Axford?
Cato feels slighted.
Connie, you're feeling the hurt, Cato?
No, me so, sir.
It's only on account of enjoying some investigation on the Green Hornet, Reed. And being a man of action, I don't sit around when I could be out snooting.
It's about the insurance advisors?
Yeah, them crooks, Dougal and Webster. They keep denying it. But me and Lowry got a theory that they're mixed up with the Hornet somewhere along the line.
Yeah, Dougal mentioned the Green Hornet in my office.
Yeah, but he's been denying it ever since, Reed.
You believe him?
Oh, not me. That's why I'm going out. I figured if we catch what Dougal long enough, we're going to learn something.
About the Hornet?
Holy crow, what else?
Have you had any luck so far, Axford?
Oh, me and Lowry been watching them like hawks. Them guys is acting awful suspicious, Reed.
Yeah, I heard they pumped Lowry all they could.
That ain't all.
No?
They've been going around calling on a lot of people, Reed.
Yeah, Lowry mentioned that. You checked up on these people?
Every one of them was guys that had been going to Dougal and Webster for insurance advice.
Could they explain the call?
Nope. Just that the two of them asked a lot of phony questions.
Indirect questions, I think?
Yeah, that's it. Like they were trying to get information without letting on.
The same way they asked Lowry about the appearance of the Green Hornet.
Yeah, and... Holy crow.
What is?
I just thought of something. Reed, do you suppose one of them guys might be the Hornet?
Dougal or Webster?
No. One of the guys is asking the questions for me. Golly, now that I recollect, there was one fellow that might be the Hornet.
So?
Yeah, a guy named Lund.
Lund?
Yeah. I've got his address wrote down here in my little book. I'm keeping a list whenever we talk to somebody what was speaking to Dougal and Webster.
Well, let's see that book, actually. Well. Lund. Well, what makes you regard him as a possibility?
Me police training, that's what.
He looks like the Hornet?
Well, I ain't never seen the Hornet's face on account of that mask the Hornet wears. But this guy's about the same size. Well, there's plenty of times I've been as close to the Green Hornet as you and me right now, Reed.
But that's no indication, Axford. After all, you've often said that my build was similar to the Green Hornet.
But this guy, Lundreed. Wait, let me see that book.
Another clue?
Yep, just like I thought. Dougal and Webster went to see Lund twice. Twice, Reed. Don't that prove they got their eye on him?
So you think Lund may be the Hornet?
I got me theories, Reed. I leave you now when I find out.
I'll be waiting.
Sorry, Reed. Did I ever say your build was like the Green Hornet?
Well, many times.
But I must have been dreaming. The more I look at you, the more I can tell it must be this guy, Lund. His story, you.
So the man's name is Lund, and they've seen him twice. Cato.
Yes, Mr. Baird.
That note we sent Dougal is bringing results.
I heard, Miss Oxford.
Dougal's working a racket in insurance advising Cato. It's entirely within the law. It's so legal that nothing can be done to break it up. There's nothing legal.
Very true.
Once a crook, always a crook, Cato. By sending that note, we aroused the instinctive greed in those men. They're trying their best to discover if this man Lund is the Green Hornet so they can blackmail him.
I see.
Got the Green Hornet mask and the gas weapon, Cato. I'll meet you in the hiding place of the Black Beauty.
You make phone call?
Go ahead. I'll be right with you.
Hey, well.
Hello?
I want to talk to Dougal.
This is Dougal. What do you want?
You got a note from me a week ago.
Who is this?
A note about the Green Hornet.
Oh, yes.
I got another tip for you. You've got your eye on one man, haven't you?
Well, I'd rather not say.
You don't have to. But if you want to make sure, go to 1674 East 10th Street tonight.
1674?
East 10th in an hour.
But I don't...
And if you line anything up, we split. Understand?
Who is this?
1 hour. Now to join Cato and the Black Beauty.
Behind a secret panel in Biff Reed's clothes press, a narrow passage led within the wall of the apartment house and directly into an adjoining building. Supposedly abandoned, this building was in reality the hiding place of the super-powered, streamlined car of the Green Hornet.
Everything set, Cato? The Black Beauty okay?
The car's ready, Mr. Baird.
Take the wheel. We have an hour to get to 1674 East 10th Street. I'll explain what you're to do on the way.
Who lived there, Mr. Baird?
I got the address when I glanced at Axford's book. A man named Lund. The man Dougal thinks is the Green Hornet. We've been waiting, Dougal.
Not an hour yet.
But you don't even know who called you, or why.
He referred to the note, didn't he? Nobody knows about that note but us and the man who sent it.
Who is he?
He didn't mention his name. But we'll hear from him later. He'll want a slice of the dough himself.
Then Lund is a hornet like we suspected.
He looks more and more that way. This is his address we were told to come to. Lund fits what little description there is concerning the
but
hornet.
But Dougal, don't...
Sure, you shut up.
Are you sure this is the right track? After all, we had a lot of people to choose from. In any group that size, we'd find someone to match that description.
That's why we're going slowly. We'll make absolutely certain Lund is the Hornet before we ask him for money.
How much?
Well, we should get at least...
Hey, listen.
I hear it.
Coming right past us.
This car, the horse car.
Look, he's stopping.
Getting out. Right in front of Lund's rooming house. He went inside. Wait here.
You're going after him?
Yep. His car's gone. He'll be alone. If I don't come out in 15 minutes, call the police. Tell them Lund is the Green Hornet.
What? What are you doing here, Mr. Dougal?
A little cold, Lund. You don't mind if I keep this gun pointed at you?
Get out of here.
What are you hiding?
Me? Why?
Move away from that table. Keep your hands up.
No, wait.
Move, I told you.
10 minutes and my friend calls the police.
But you're making a mistake. I'm not the Green Hornet.
I thought so. A mask and a bunch of stickers.
They're not mine.
Never mind that. You're the Green Hornet. We got a letter. We were parked right outside. I saw you get out of your car and come in here.
What makes you think...
Now listen, Hornet, go on denying it all you like. But I'm telling you this. Pay me $50,000 or I'll tell the police you're the Green Hornet.
My name is Lund.
Okay, Lund. That's all I have to say. Think it over.
But I tell you, $50,000...
Call me when you get it. And don't try to get rid of me either. I have a paper in a safe place, a very safe place. If something happens to me in Webster, the police will know where to go.
He's gone. He can come out now.
What's the matter, Lund? You look pale.
What does this mean? You come in here wearing a mask and a gun. You get by...
You were told what to say and you said it. And that's enough.
He thinks I'm the Hornet. $50,000.
Buying a little blackmail.
I don't get this. I got nothing to do with you.
You don't care for Dougal?
Went to him for insurance advice. He get me. Then he comes in here...
You want him to tell you to keep quiet? Do as you're told.
Listen. You don't have to point
it out. Keep your mouth shut. Dougal is after the Hornet, not you. He won't be harmed, I promise you. Just forget everything that happened, you'll be all right.
Who's there?
It's all right, Cato.
Yes, all right?
It's all set, Cato. Dougal's going to get a phone call in a few days. A call telling him the Green Hornet is agreeing to pay that blackmail money.
Yes, Dougal. About that $50,000. I haven't been able to call you before, but it's all right.
I knew you'd be sensible, Hornet.
Don't use that word on the phone.
Oh, yes. Very well. When shall I get it, Mr. Lund?
Come around tonight. I'll be expecting you. There, kiddo. Dougal thought it was Lund calling. Your handkerchief over the mouthpiece. Muffle my voice well enough.
Yes, sir.
Tonight. Lowry and Axford are still at headquarters?
I think so.
No. Keep your fingers crossed on one angle, Cato. If Lund keeps silent, we'll smash these racketeers. But if Lund talks, well, we'll have to play the cards as they fall.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, this is the police department. Sergeant Moran talking. Okay.
Anything hot, Moran?
Just her temper, Lowry. Routine, pal. She's forgotten her house key. The cop on the beat will probably find it in her handbag.
Well, like I was saying, Lowry, I've been over talking to that guy, Lund. He's acting awful funny.
You still think that guy's the Green Hornet?
I've been figuring it out. He's the right size.
Listen, and... Lug, that guy Lund is poor. He hasn't got a cent.
Well, suffering snake. Maybe he's got the door sorted away in safety deposit.
Yeah, or a gold mine.
He could be, Lowry. Nobody knows who the Hornet is. One guess is as good as another.
Okay. How about ducking out for a cup of jail, Axford? Getting sort of late, I...
Sergeant Moran, police department. What's the...
What? Green Hornet? Lund?
Hey, say that again. Hello.
What's up?
The Green Hornet. Hey, get a squad car ready.
Holy cow, is it Lund, Moran?
No. All the guys said was get over to Lund's room and house to the Green Hornet. Then he slammed the hook on.
Hello, Danny Tuttle. Give me the desk. Gotti, I told you. Who was the caller?
I don't know who called, but I'm going to find out.
Hello, Gunnigan. Come on, Lowry. We got to move.
Keep it relay, man.
Handy, Gunnigan. It's a big story. The police just got a tip.
We're on our way. It's the Green Hornet.
Yes,
I'm inside, Lund.
You, Matt, the Hornet is in.
Dougal's on his way here. He expects $50,000.
But I didn't call him.
No, I called him.
I haven't got any money.
Tell him that.
He said he'd tell the police I'm the Green Hornet.
Well, you're not the Hornet, so why worry?
I'm poor, I can't prove it. They'll take me, put me in jail.
Dougal is collar crooked, racketeers. They're going to be smashed now.
Hey, open up. Come on, Lund. We know you're
better. Please, I made it fast. Lund, tell him just a moment.
I'm coming. Just a second.
Come here, close to the window. Hurry.
Don't shoot me.
I'll be up in this fire escape. You let the police in, but don't say a word about the Hornet being here. Do you understand?
Yeah, we'll pull the trigger, will you?
You'll be safe, absolutely safe, if you follow those instructions. What's more, Dougal and Welch, you'll be punished.
All right. Have no choice.
Go ahead. Answer that door.
Okay, Lund, let's have it. Are you the Green Hornet?
No.
We better start looking the place over, Moran.
Maybe he's got the stuff hid away.
Here's the closet.
Hey,
quiet.
Huh?
Yeah.
Somebody coming up the steps. Who is it, Lund?
Dougal. Dougal and Webster. They're trying to blackmail him.
Blackmail, huh?
Moran, Axford. Come on, duck in his closet.
Gotti, you're right, Lowry. We'll find out what they're trying to blackmail Lund about, huh?
You look awfully scared, Lund, for a guy that's
supposed... Inside, they're here.
Now, let him in. We'll leave this closet door open a crack.
Come on. Come on.
I don't dare yell with a hornet on the fire escape. Come in.
All right, Webster, keep an eye on him. Where's the 50,000, Lund?
You're making a mistake. I'm not the Green Hornet.
Come on, come on. You called up. You said you'd have the dough.
No, I didn't.
Look, I'm tired of you stalling. We know you're the Green Hornet, and I'll pay up.
We could tell the cops, but we want the dough instead.
You pay or we will tell the cops.
You're blackmailing the wrong guy. I'm not the Hornet, and I can prove it.
Bluff, huh? Okay, you ask for it. When the police learn about it...
The police know already, don't you?
Sir.
Keep your hands off that gun.
I got him. Give me that.
Get him. He's the Green Hornet.
Don't shoot. I give up.
We're watching him, Dougal. And you two rats are wanted for blackmail.
Oh, you can't.
Who's that we can? We heard you try to squeeze money out of him. He'll do a stretch for that and a long stretch. They're making a mistake. I'm not the Hornet. I can't talk. There's a gun pointed at me.
Gun? Nobody's got a gun.
The Hornet has.
Well, what of it? The Hornet uses a gas gun. You ought to know that.
A gas gun? You mean it's just gas?
Why, sure. Can't hurt a fly.
So that's it. There's the Hornet there.
Huh?
I'm the fire escape. Come on, we'll get that crook.
There's nobody here.
Dougal, you fool, it's a trap. This man isn't the Hornet.
Holy mackerel, look. There he goes. That's the Hornet's car.
There, I told you. There's Drupa, not the Hornet.
There, we can see that, Lund.
And you can't hold us here.
No, you'll help her plenty. This guy isn't the Hornet, but you tried blackmail. And the charge is going to stick.
Well,
let me go. That Green Hornet, he did this. If I ever see him,
I'm down, you rat. The only thing you'll go to see is bars. Your racket's all washed up.
Crooks went to jail for blackmail. And now we can blast their insurance racket to bits.
Read it all over page one, Gunnigan.
We're doing more than that, Reed. I took your suggestion. Flower's doing a series of articles about those rats, telling the inside story of their insurance racket.
That's great. When the public starts reading, that racket will be wiped off the slate. Get the Sentinel out on the streets.